We are starting, though, talking about two interesting rulings. They have both come from the Civil Resolution Tribunal in BC, and they have to do with employees quitting. And if you quit without giving required notice, well, Dan Balcaron is joining me once again, Vancouver employment lawyer and senior associate. Dan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
These cases kind of got my attention because I've always thought that even though you're supposed to give a couple of weeks notice and that's the courteous thing to do, people could just get up and walk out, quit on the spot. But are there actual rules when it comes to that?
Well, so first of all, I think the story that covered these cases really hit all the important points. There must be a breach of contract in order for any sort of liability to be found on the part of the employee. And so if there is no contract, there won't be a breach because there's no contractual term that says that the employee had to provide resignation notice. But quite often employment contracts do have clauses that say the employee must provide a month's notice or 2 weeks' notice or whatever is agreed upon. And if the employee breaches that, you know, in theory, that employee has in fact committed a breach of contract. But as with all things in law, you have to ask the question, what is the harm? What actual loss did the employer suffer? And replacement hiring costs aren't sufficient to make out actual harm. Inconvenience to the employer isn't sufficient to make out actual harm. There has to be evidence of a definitive loss, such as losing a client. And so because of that, and losing a client because of the lack of notice, right? Like if a specific employee is departing anyway, but didn't give the 2 weeks notice, you know, can you really say those 2 weeks would have made all the difference for that client? And so because of that, it's almost impossible for the employer to prove harm. And so if there is going to be liability for employees for not giving sufficient notice, it's going to be at the higher echelon of income earners. It's going to be C-suite executives. That's where I could see these types of, or vice presidents, that kind of thing, where I could see maybe evidence of specific harm. But when you're talking about rank and file employees, almost no chance of an employee being liable for not giving sufficient notice. And I would just say generally, the court isn't in the business of commercially criminalizing employment. It's a very slippery slope if you start doing that. I don't think the courts want to disincentivize employment or employment mobility. There would have to be, to see a rank and file employee found liable for specific losses, there obviously have to be specific losses, as I just said, and I would imagine it would have to be paired with some sort of problematic conduct on the part of the employee. So generally speaking, I think these are incredibly rare and would have to be confined almost always because of the requirement to prove harm to employees in the upper echelon of earnings.
So is it surprising that the employers in these cases, and again, these are two separate cases that took issue with the employees quitting. The one that involved an insurance agency, it was one of the brokers that the company said they quit with no notice. And again, went after the person, I think it was for about $3,000, saying that the abrupt quitting cost the company the money. But it doesn't seem like, it almost seems, doesn't it, that taking it to the BC, the Civil Resolution Tribunal, would be more work than it's worth if you're going after $3,000.
Yeah, I think you called it exactly correctly. I think that the only time, you're not going to see this with bigger employers. This is going to be, generally speaking, smaller employers, closely held corporations, where emotions might play a bigger role than actual dollars and cents, where the employer is aggrieved that this occurred and wants to, I'm not going to say punish the employee, but you know, exercise deterrence and try to, I think, satisfy the employer's emotional concern about the situation rather than looking at it as to what's best for the dollars and cents for the employer. Generally speaking, now I mean that's a big generalization, but I would be surprised to see this with a bigger employer, you know, 100 plus employees and a rank and file employee.
The other case as well, it wasn't even an employee that quit on the spot. It was somebody that gave 2 weeks' notice instead of three. And again, the company went after for even a smaller amount. It was about $2,400 in damages. Is that a warning to employees that make sure that, because my guess is that that employee, she probably thought that 2 weeks' notice was fine. Maybe she didn't realize that the company rule was 3 weeks. But I mean, to avoid the headache of having to even go through this, is it one of those cases of make sure you've read the fine print or you know what the rules are?
Yeah, I certainly would do that, and I would consider it. Listen, these are incredibly, incredibly rare. You know, I haven't seen one of these come along in quite some time, and then we got two at once, and the money was small. But if you get sued as a regular worker, that can be very, very scary. And so, you know, yes, I would encourage you to review your employment contract, and if you're going to give a notice, if you can comply with the notice obligations, you know, you should do that. But if you need to take a tactical risk for whatever reason and not, it's highly unlikely that this kind of thing will happen. I will say, you know, almost no chance for that employer in that second case where 3 weeks' notice was the requirement, but the employee still provided two and just failed to provide the third week. Probably not an error of commission, but an error of omission, an error of you know, it was an accident. Thought that the employee thought they were providing sufficient notice. I don't know, but I assume that you're correct in saying that. You know, that kind of stuff, I'm not going to say it strays into the realm of petty, but it to your point earlier, you know, is it worth it for the employer at that point, given how small an amount of money we'd really be talking about there?
So any surprise then that in both of these cases, and again, not connected cases, but in both cases, the tribunal found that there was really no evidence that that these employees leaving had caused the company's harm. In one case, it even said, well, the company accepted the resignation. So even if there was a breach, that's showing that you've accepted that. So any surprises there that the tribunal found in favor, basically, of the employees?
No, not at all. I hadn't seen that before where the tribunal found that there was an acceptance of the breach by accepting resignation. I don't know quite how that works, because if an employee hands an employer a resignation, has the employer accepted it just by having that resignation on their desk? But no, and I think that just really goes to my broader point that the court isn't in the business of commercially criminalizing employment. If you're going to have a situation where the courts find that an employee is liable for not providing notice, it's going to have to be very, there has to be a particularized, specific, tangible loss. And I'd imagine it probably have to be paired with problematic conduct on the part of the employee, and almost always would be confined to upper echelon employees. So, you know, the broad strokes takeaway for your listeners would be if you're just a general employee and not in the C-suite, this is probably not a risk you have to worry about. But an employer can still make it difficult for you by bringing an action against you in court, even though it's incredibly rare. And so if you have the ability to comply with the notice provisions, the resignation provisions of your employment contract, you should probably endeavor to do so.
Very good advice. Dan, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Appreciate it.
You're totally welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Well, it is Wednesday.